Now, I think it'll take a period of years, said Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in a speech at the National Defense University, warning that the threats will intensify if terrorists get their hands on weapons of mass destruction. Quote, these attacks could grow vastly more deadly than those we suffered in 2001, he said. Some complain that the FBI and other law enforcement officials shouldn't be given new powers to hunt down these terrorists in our midst. They're certainly within their rights to raise concerns about civil liberty protections, and I take a backseat to no one when it comes to championing these rights. But the problem is that some seem to routinely underestimate the magnitude of the threats that we're facing. They don't accept why we so urgently need to remove certain legal handcuffs that have made it far too difficult to track, trace, and trap terrorists. Once you understand the threat of sleeper cells, you begin to understand the importance of getting far more serious about aviation security. Mary Schiavo served as the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation from 1990 through 1996. After she left government, she wrote a book called Flying Blind, Flying Safe, full of warnings about threats to U.S. aviation security. Schiavo described a 1995 study designed to test the effectiveness of various U.S. airport security teams detecting a bomb being smuggled onto a commercial plane. The results, they were horrifying. New York's Kennedy Airport and Washington Dulles Airport detected the bombs a mere 56% of the time. Boston's Logan Airport only 23% of the time. Los Angeles' LAX an appalling 10% of the time. Schiavo also noted that until the late 1990s, quote, U.S. airlines were not required by law to x-ray passenger baggage, and that overall U.S. aviation security procedures were dangerously lax. She concluded that, quote, it's probably only a matter of time before the security practices used on international flights originating